Getting a lot of corrections on how to speak today. Chimney has two syllables. It's chimney, not chimney.
That's correct.
Chimney.
Right.
Like masonry.
But I go old school. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim, chiru, chiri.
Chiru. It's realtor, right?
It's realtor. I just had Mary Poppins going through my head and, you know, Dick Van Dyke.
There you go.
Flashbacks. What was her name?
For the record, I've never seen that
Julie Andrews
show.
You've never seen
Primarily
it?
Primarily because my dad was playing that song at a home show on repeat when I was probably 12 or 13.
You have PTSD
and
from
said,
it?
I don't ever want to see that
All right.
show.
All right.
But I've heard it's good.
Now we know what to get you, you know, strap you down and just force feed you Mary Poppins. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got Ben coming in out of the box with an electric fireplace question. Do you like Ben? Would you like to talk with Ben?
Yes.
All right.
I'd love to talk to Ben.
Ben, where are you calling from, buddy?
Hey, right now in the car, but we live in Hinsdale.
All right, Hinsdale. That's a service area.
Yes.
Okay. What's your question for Rob Lindeman?
Matter of fact, you guys did a cleaning our fireplace out and re-tuck pointing the outside maybe 4 years ago, and you did a tremendous job. We're very clean, and we kind of appreciate the effort you gave. But the question is, my wife's going to talk faster. The question is, we have a gas non-venting fireplace, and when we flip it on, it works. It gets really hot, but it gets so hot and the air gets so dry, you can't really enjoy it, and you don't leave it on very long. And it came with the house, so there was nothing we could do. But I'm wondering if can you do a gas replacement? Not a gas, an electric replacement for that, which would be more adjustable and maybe not as hot, or another gas unit that maybe could be more adjustable and not as hot and throw so much dry heat out also. I don't know if there's a type that has a humidifier. That's my question.
Yes to both. It's called a vent-free gas log set, what you have. When they originally came out probably 15 years ago, they're awful. You might as well just look at the range on your stove, and they're beautiful now. So the technology's come a long way. The electric fireplaces are absolutely stunning. You'll see them in restaurants and hotels now. They actually use water vapor and LED lights, and it looks like a real fire. I mean, both would be better options than what you have going on. But if it's the heat and it's taking some of the moisture, maybe the electric's a better option.
Hey, Ben. How critical is your wife? Is this a standard thing, or is this just when you call on the radio shows?
She's laughing at it right now.
I mean, if she doesn't like the way you're asking the question, then hand her the phone and let her have the conversation. I'm just saying, right? If she doesn't like, then...
Tell me what...
How's your driving right
now? Yeah. What's her name?
Debbie.
Who?
Debbie.
Debbie, can you hear us?
I certainly can.
Is he a sloppy eater and a bad driver as well? We want to get down into all of Ben's...
you've hit two of the high points.
See? He doesn't talk fast enough. He's a sloppy eater. He's a bad driver. Is he good to you, Debbie, with an IE? Is he good to you?
So I really can't complain.
Oh, that's a strong, solid. That's he's all right.
He's got a few years left.
He's all right. Yeah, I checked the life insurance policy, fully funded. He's all right. I'm like, listen, Debbie, listen. He made it. How long you been with this guy?
Over
15.
5-0.
Gee, 3 years. And you're busting his chops over eating and talking faster? I mean, Ben, how old are you?
I'm too old to tell you.
Over 50.
He's over 50, right.
Yeah, over 50, okay.
All right, so...
And I drive fast.
You drive fast.
I like fast cars and fast women.
All right, listen, you tip your waiter, 2-drink minimum. All right, so will you hang out for your Mr. Floyd cleaning probably? You guys get out there, help him?
Yes, absolutely, and we'll connect.
Keep Debbie's heat regulated because it sounds like she's got a venting problem because, typically the men call for the women's venting problems, okay? Any other deformities you want to pick on Ben on the radio before we go to break?
No, we're good.
I'll let it slide.
But let me ask a question. So we just call you guys. You come out, or do we have a showroom to go to, or
both? Yeah, we could show you the units, and or we can come out. Either one.
Okay. Real quick, what would you recommend? Is the gas unit would be much cheaper, I think, because it would just fit in the opening that we have. That's my concern. We have a kind of a decorative marble opening. You know, will the electric work into that hole, or do we have to redo the whole hole?
Yeah, there's different sizes, so I suggest you look at the electric. I think you'll either say, I really like that, or I don't. It's usually one way or the other, and then if you don't, then the gas would be a great option.
You've got different products to fish different holes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Benny, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Debbie, you're awesome, and just take it easy on Ben. It's the weekend, for God's sakes, all right? Yeah.
No, you won't.
Enjoy your show.
Yeah, as soon as you hang up, she's going to be all over him.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Phone number?
847-918-7994.
Now we're going to open it up. Kevin, who is Mike's trusted assistant there.
Hello, Kevin.
He's kind of like Robin to Batman. You guys were having a great conversation before the show, and I kept saying, hold it for air, and you guys just kept going.
I totally forgot what it was.
I didn't. 312, so we're going to go. Phone number for listeners who want to reach you.
847-918-7994.